Good evening, everyone. You're very welcome to... Oh, can I just check that everyone can hear at home okay? Okay. All right, I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting this evening. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure if you wish to speak on an item, either in the chamber or via Teams, to use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, C for a comment, P if you wish to propose, F if you wish to second, and please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the chat facility so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems.
And that your call's not in for something. Turn that one off.
Okay. Okay. Sorry about that, folks. Just moving across. Moving swiftly on. I don't want to read that out again. Thanks very much for coming to the meeting this evening, folks. I would just like to make a short remark at the start. I'd just like to welcome our new director, Andrew Patterson, to his first meeting, official meeting as director of this committee. So looking forward to working alongside with you, Andy. All right, so we'll move on to item number two, which is declarations of interest. Yes. And, oh, sorry, apologies, from Councillor Gibbons. Thank you, Donna. Councillor Murphy.
Just good luck to Andy, and look forward to working with him. So, big task. it's item number five that I wanted to declare an interest, because there's expressions of interest on that, and I'd be tying in with one of the groups that possibly will be putting in an expression of interest, so I'd just like to mention that before anything happens.
Thank you for that, Declan. Okay, so we're going to move on then to item number three, which is the action sheet arising from the Active and Healthy Communities Committee meeting held on the 22nd of January 2024. So we'll go through it page by page. So page one, page two, page three. Apologies, Councillor Jackson. Were you looking into comment there?
Sorry, Chair, yeah. Just looking at the update on the Stainsfield Community Gardens request for the extension of the ground there. And also, when we're talking about Stainsfield, I was just wanting an update on the Stainsfield floodlights for the Stainsfield Sports Club as well, just to see what stage they're at. Okay, thank you.
Okay,
Councillor
Murphy.
Thank you, Chair. Just
looking
at
that is going through the legal formalities in terms of the disposal of the additional ground. I can, if you want, provide a more detailed response, but that's the current position, is going through legal formalities, but I can give you a time frame and so on via email in the next few days.
Just in terms of the Stainsfield light upgrades, obviously it was linked to the rates process, which has now been approved, and we'll be commissioning the capital team to progress that as soon as possible.
Okay, Councillor McMurray, you have a question?
Chair, it's a question on the action sheet, but I'm conscious that it's a question of two parts, if that makes sense, and the second part is relating to the one that is in closed session. So I can ask this question now. It's not going to get terribly in hinges upon the closed session item, or I can wait till we go into closed session later if you want. I don't mind. Whatever.
It doesn't intend, it doesn't.
No, but it's just really, I'll ask the first question, and then I'll start to ask the second question, and then you can tell me to be quiet if I need to be. I'm well used to it, Chair, so it's all good. No, Chair, it was really just any update on the beach access framework as per Appendix 2 and just on how that maybe relates into the change in places facility, because ultimately there possibly won't be any beach access for some mobility issues until this is enacted with the change in places. And then I suppose that ties in then to sort of the second part, which is in the restricted bit, which is just, you know, will this be able to be pushed on, given the first point of the access inclusion funding that seems to be being progressed? Is that too
maybe
much?
Maybe we can close the session to ask that second, but then I'll get that okay.
Yep.
And then I'll refer to Paul for the first.
Yep.
You're like that.
Thank you, Chair. In relation to the beach access, I suppose, and change in places, they are interlinked, if you like. As I think we outlined in the previous report, we are due to bring a report based on that particular action back to committee, which we'll be doing in due course. But as you know, that the change in places facility in Downs Road, which is identified in that report, is part of the public toilet strategy, which is getting progressed through S&E department and maybe follow up with them to see where they're at in terms of that and come back to you, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine. And thank you, Paul, as well, for all that you've done as well. So, yeah, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Murray. Councillor Devlin, you have a question?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Just to get to the action sheet there, page number one. About the sea swimming issue, I think maybe that was August from memory. It was definitely summertime. I think maybe the August committee meeting that we discussed the sea swimming, the task and finish group being formed and the possibility of a lifeguard at the harbour. I know that it says in the action sheet that that's going to be going through ERT. I'm just wondering, has there been much development in that regard? And will that now be actually through sustainability and environment if that's moved across? Or is that still going to be with ERT? Just in terms of a wee bit of guidance in terms of where we're going with that would be useful. Much of that speak for you, Paul, perhaps. Thanks.
Paul?
Yes, through the Chair, we did outline that we would bring a report back in relation to the queries that were raised. We do know, I suppose, there's been some transition in terms of areas of responsibility in terms of the Newcastle Harbour. We're also aware of the ongoing Newcastle Harbour Regeneration Program, and you know, we believe that we can tie all this in potentially into that project, but we plan to bring a report back to discuss further. That's okay.
Thank you, Chair. Thanks, Paul. I'm just so conscious we've got the better evenings are now approaching. Obviously, sea swimming at the harbour is still really, really popular, and I'm sure come the summer even more so. So it'd be good if we can get some movement. Now, thanks very much. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Lee Searchner.
Thank you, Chair. It's just a follow-on with Ali. If possible, you can tag me in relation to the formalities of the Stainfield Community Garden as well. Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Lee Searchner. Okay, so if we're content, then we'll move on to item number four, which is the DigiHub report, the East Border Region, application of 2.4 Peace Plus Smart Towns and Villages. And that's Ali.
Thanks, Chair. Members, the purpose of the report is to approve Council's inclusion as a partner organisation in EBR's application to Peace Plus under Investment Area 2.4. This is a funding stream under Investment Area 2.4 Smart Towns and Villages, and its key objective is to support economic and social development using ICT. EBR is submitting a cross-border project under this measure, and as part of that, it's hoped to establish 5 mini digi hubs and 1 mobile digital lab, GKitLouth. DigiHubs will be located in the other 5 local council areas in EBR, with a focus on underutilised public buildings to try to inject renewed vitality into community centres. So the purpose of the report is to get initial approval to be part of the application. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Ali. Councillor Murphy, you have a comment?
No, it was only for clarification, because I'm not just too sure, DigiHubs, what exactly their purpose and what do they do and all of that.
Thank you. So the purpose of a DigiHub is to create a mini ICT provision within existing community centres or community provisions. And this can be, for example, I know some of the councils are looking at creating hot desks where local businesses can come in and avail of IT facilities. Or it can be designed whereby you basically kit out a building or part of a building and run training courses, bring in external providers, or you know the council itself can run courses and provide the necessary computer and technology to basically increase skills within the community. So it's not you know overly restrictive. You can design it to meet the needs of you know whatever is required within local communities.
You can tell that, Councillor Murphy. Councillor Lewis.
Thank you, Chair. It was just a question around, is there any stipulation which end or which part of the district that these hubs can go? Not that I don't want to see my colleagues down in Newry getting something, but it was just to ensure that there's going to be inclusion for all of the district.
Thank you, Councillor. There isn't a restriction in terms of geographical area, but what we'll be doing is looking at buildings which are either vacant or underutilised and identify, you know, where there would be a best fit. Obviously, if we have centres that are busy and fully utilised, then, you know, that won't be as attractive as a building where, you know, there isn't a high degree of usage.
Councillor Lee Searcher. Right. And then can I have a seconder then for that item? Seconded by Councillor Finn. Councillor Lewis, apologies. Can I also just ask, it was remiss of me, we also need a proposer and a seconder for the action sheet, which was item number 3. Can I just ask for someone to propose and second that, please? Councillor McGuinness has proposed. Okay, I let you follow this, sir, if you're having more luck than me tonight. Thank you. Sorry, Alan. I'll definitely propose that one. sorry about that, folks. Okay, well, if we're content, then we'll move on. Sorry, Alan. We'll move on to item number 5, which is the expressions of interest leasing of council lands. And Councillor Murphy, you had declared an interest in that. Okay. So that is Paul, you're taking that one.
Thank you, Chair. Members will be aware of Council's support in community leasing policy, where it gives, I suppose, community organisations the opportunity to get into a lease arrangement for Council so that they can, I suppose, develop their facilities and operation of those facilities. We've had, I suppose, initial contact from a number of clubs regarding the two areas outlined in the report, which is playing field at High Street Thesbrook and also the playing fields at Carnegie Road and Kilkeel. I suppose we're just seeking approval to progress the stage one and work through this policy as per normal protocols, so I'm happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Paul. Councillor Mathers, you have proposed and you wish to make a comment as well.
Thanks, Chair. Yes, just to welcome the opportunity for local clubs, you know, to have this chance to address this. Thanks.
Thank you. Councillor Lewis, can definitely see that you're coming this time.
Thank you, Chair. It was just to check that whenever the pitches are going out to lease, that the council is retaining use of the of the changing rooms so that all clubs who are playing for use of the different pitches can still use the changing room.
Through the chair, you'll see in the map the changing rooms are included, I suppose, in that lease arrangement. What we will do is we'll go and actually look at the detail and maybe come back to you individually, and if it doesn't, if you like, allow other clubs to continue to use and utilise and book, I suppose, those changing rooms if they're booking the pitches, then we'll have to bring a report back separately about that and probably gauge with their initial requester. So I suppose for us, if we want to bring a report back on that particular aspect, because at the moment the changing rooms are included in that, and that would give whichever club was successful those full use of that facility. So what we might do, just in terms of the playing fields at Carnegie Road, bring a report back in terms of that one, and just, I suppose, maybe just approve the playing field at High Street and Bestbrook at this stage. Is that all right?
That's fine. It was sort of just to make sure that the changing rooms weren't linked with the one particular lease, and then you've got a situation and where the rest of the clubs then aren't using them. So yeah, that's fine. Thank you for doing that.
Okay, Francis McMurray, you have a question.
Chair, it's a very general question about this, and it's certainly, I mean, it's great to see these two areas have been put forward or whatever. But it's just, is there a baseline for use before this? For the expression of interest, you know, how active do clubs need to be? And so it's just sort of general, what is sort of the initial the initial hurdles that clubs could expect, or not hurdles, but it's just a very general question. But it's great to see, we've seen these things happen throughout the district, and it is very good as my own lack of knowledge, if that makes sense, and more than any sort of comment on these particular fields, if that's garner my meaning.
Yeah, thank you, Councillor McMurray. Essentially, the stage one, you'll have to, I suppose, show an expression of interest. You'll also then have to show a business case. There's a number of criteria that would be involved, I suppose, in that stage one, which also looks at, obviously, you need to be a constituted group, but it also look at, I suppose, the capacity of the club to be able to, I suppose, take on the leasing and operation of this land, and go through all those individual processes, I suppose, to flush out if they're, like, capable as a club to deliver that, and, you know, looks at a range of criteria that, I suppose, protects council as well in terms of leasing land, not just to anybody or any group. So there's a whole process as you're through that stage one, stage two, stage three. You'll see stage two is the full business case submission, but we'll probably ask for an initial draft one in stage one as well. So.
Okay, so can I just clarify then that we're just going to have an expression of interest in the minute for the Bestbrook? Which is that right? And then we're going to, you're going to bring a back report regarding the cookie.
Right.
Yes. Councillor Mathers, are you content with that? That there's cookie brought back. Okay. Can I have a seconder then for that item, please?
Yes, I have a second, Chair.
Councillor Lewis, can I have a second. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Item 6 and 7 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of the schedule of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may be by resolution excluded during these items of business. Can I have a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session? Proposed by Councillor McGuinness and seconded by Councillor Murphy. Give it a few moments, please. Okay, so whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 6, Programme Delivery Partner, Public Tender. It was agreed on a proposal of Councillor Devlin, seconded by Councillor Kate Murphy, to approve a public tender and appointment for up to 3 years for a Programme Delivery Partner for Leisure, subject to annual rates, estimates, provisions, and approve the business case for this public tender as per Appendix 1 on Council's Procurement Policy. Item number 7, fitness equipment and servicing maintenance, it was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Finn, to approve the additional spend for fitness equipment maintenance parts, servicing and associated call out fees as outlined in section 1.1 of the officer's report. Okay, items number 8 to 13 are for noting. If I could have a proposer and a seconder for those. I'll take in any questions then after. Proposed by Councillor McGuinness and seconded by Councillor O'Hare. Councillor McGuinness, you just put in there that you're looking for a proposal, you had a comment. Do you want to come in on that?
Yeah, thanks, Chair. Yeah, it's just to welcome the reports, especially on the Dunleith Park, the skate park. I know our colleague Councillor Una Hanlon has worked very hard on this, so it is welcome news, and also to welcome the Living High Street funding for Newcastle. So that's it.
Thank you, Councillor McGuinness. Councillor Finn, you have a question, sorry.
No, you're okay. It's just in relation to Appendix 3 and the Newry DEF Forum and actually the item on Raymond McCreesh Park. I was recently at one of the community organisations, EGM, who were hoping to use that facility for community activities, and I just wondered if I could get an update this evening or if at some stage over the coming weeks, just because I know it is something that the group really want to do and they've held a number of really great activities on the site. So just if I could get a little bit more information about how they can progress, that would be great.
Are you happy with Ali maybe to pick up with you outside of the... Would that be okay, Councillor Finn?
Yep, that's great. Thank you so much.
Are you content with that, Ali? Is that okay?
Yes, thanks, Chair. Just to say as well, with the appointment of our new director, it's intended that we will be meeting with all the DEA councillors, having separate meetings with each DEA member, so we'll be able to address issues, any specific issues that you want to discuss or raise. We're happy to do that in that forum, if hopefully that's sufficient.
That's great. Thank you, Ellie.
Thank you.
Okay, is that all right, Councillor Finn? Yep. Okay, Councillor McMurray.
Thank you, Chair. It's just on item 12 there, the Living High Street funding Newcastle Centre. Just wondering, will this further the sort of the wider Newcastle Centre redevelopment and associated business cases? As I understand it, once these are progressed, it'll allow more things to be determined regarding those. So just wondering, will that have any positive effect on that, Chair?
Thank you, Councillor Murray.
Thank you, Chair. I suppose the Living High Street Fund, particularly for the Newcastle Centre, if you like, is almost like a meanwhile use situation. So while I suppose further decisions and information come back on the Newcastle Leisure Centre, upgrade and Leisure Centre is being considered, this is an opportunity to put, I suppose, something in place in a meanwhile use type situation. So. That's the detail on that. But again, as maybe reiterating what Ali said there, there'll be future DEA meetings to give, I suppose, councillors further opportunity to discuss such projects moving forward.
If I could, those are the types of items, certainly, Andy, that we can discuss in more detail at a DEA level. And as Paul says, as proposals and business cases are brought through, we'll bring them to committee for approval, for members' consideration approval, but certainly we can discuss that at
Councillor Devlin.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Just regarding the same item, and I suppose just to welcome the funding for Newcastle. Now the contract of funding is actually there. I know this is something that the Chamber of Commerce in Newcastle are very, very keen to see happen, and with the opportunities that will come from that. And I suppose also just to pass on thanks to the officers. It's not often we get a sizeable amount of money that isn't match funded in some regard. You know, it's the fact that we're getting all of that from DFC, I think, is testament to sort of the scouting ability, should I say, of officers to see that there's funding pots available to go for them and then to be successful in getting them. So I suppose a massive thanks to them for that. And I look forward to the opportunities that this funding will bring when the time comes. And again, just in terms of Andy's comment there, certainly not the state of the Leisure Centre, because this is something we've seen totally meanwhile and happening in the background. We're still very much keen and game on for the new legislature that's going to come there as well, Chair. So thanks very much for that.
Councillor Devlin. Councillor Galbraith.
Thanks, Chair. I had been working in the background with Paul there in relation to the pump track. I'm just wondering, Paul, are there any further updates with the access from the cinema?
No further since I suppose I spoke to you to last, councillor. But again, I'll be following up. I'll come back to you first thing in the morning on that to see where we're at. Is that okay?
Yes.
Just on that particular project, also updates will be made through the Downpatrick Regeneration Working Group. So things progress. So that's probably the best form.
That, Andy. Okay. That concludes our meeting for this evening, folks. So thanks very much for everything and stay home. Thank you.
Thanks, Chair.